So Seth and Alex and Cam and Monica went with Hydrologic today, and Alex had to pee, so he just went upstairs. They're going to stop in for 2 seconds, and Cam, I think Cam and Monica pretty much caught fish today. Dude, we played the bug today, man. The windshield smacked the shit out of us. We weren't even fishing near them. They fished miles from us, and we're catching fish. Yeah. People next to us, dude, I don't know how many times I saw Captain Ben stop and turn and cast today.
Yeah.
And then climb down out of the tower.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be good to see what when the tides are doing over there and do the striper drift.
Mm-hmm.
And what I also hear is around the plantation light out there is spades. And
oh yeah, they were on their way. The two I saw a pair of free swimming spades today, big ones, heading towards that.
Yeah,
heading right towards plantation light.
There's some good ones over there.
Yep. And yeah, these were nice ones. I mean, as big as the biggest ones we've caught out of the kayak.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And
I mean, it's kind of a far paddle just to do that.
Yeah.
But to have all that other stuff.
Yeah.
With the Cobia drift, you can get that and then hit that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have that part of it, yeah.
These dudes, what are you standing out there for?
What?
You scared to come in here?
No, they're trying to figure out what's going on.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Would you guys get wasted at Captain Groovy's?
No.
Open it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. Wasted,
he's going to pull the camera back for a second.
What a day.
What a day. Yeah, you guys had fun, huh?
Yeah, hell yeah. We had a good day. We had a good
props
day.
To Chris O'Brien.
Yeah.
Hydrologic Sport Fishing.
Hell yeah. Chris, we got on quick.
And what was the tournament that he donated that to? He donated the fishing trip they went on today. So
that's right.
Props to him for doing that.
That's
for
right.
Sure. You want a half-day trip?
Yeah, it was a half-day trip. He donated to the 2015 Shad Shootout.
Okay, an awesome event.
Yeah, and so we upgraded to the full-day trip, you know, figured we'd make a full day out of it, and it was good. We saw, probably damn near 20 fish.
At least 20. There was a lot of rats, but I mean, it was still, like, you're 150 yards, dude.
You can put that computer on the floor if you want, and then pull up or something.
Yeah, it was, like you said, we saw quite a few rats, but there was some good fish in there. Had a few that just didn't come tight, came unbuttoned real quick, and then
Well, yeah. I mean, dude, those little fish will just grab.
Yeah, they're just
grab and snatch.
Exactly. Sure, exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Get right where the.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was. We got four fish between about 40 and 52 inches. So
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean the 52 was slender, but it was still. I mean. We misjudged it a lot. We were like, is this really, you know, we thought it was a way smaller fish, and then we pulled it up on the boat. It measured 52. It was probably real close to 40 pounds, though. I mean, it was a nice fish.
Nice.
Yeah,
fun. So you guys got coolers full out there, or did you clean them already? Or
Yeah, it's they're big slabs.
He
took them off
the
cart.
He did that?
Yeah.
Good.
He was a great captain, mate. Took care of everything, and he was real personal.
I've talked to Chris several times down at the marina. The guy I fish with fishes out of the same,
what's the name of it?
Hydrologic Sport Fishing. Yeah, he picks his people up at Little Creek, but he keeps his boat on the base.
On base.
Because he's a veteran,
Is
he a reservist? Okay, it's a real, real good deal to buy fuel and keep your boat on base.
Yeah.
The cool thing about the base, and if nobody knows this, is the fuel on base, on the water, is the same price as it is on land.
Right.
And you are not going to find that anywhere.
No.
Really?
It's the exact same price on the water as it is on land. It's about $1 cheaper than the other marinas in the inlet. If you can get on there, it's $1 cheaper a gallon.
Yeah. That's a steal.
For
a boat, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's worth having a base pass. Shit.
Yep.
Wish
yeah.
I had access, man.
Yeah, we always buy gas for Jay's boat on base and everything.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, not in the water because we're on the trailer, but it's the same price. But
yeah.
No, but as soon as we got out there this morning, I mean, the water temperature.
How long did it take to see one?
Really, so once we crossed to the bridge, and got technically into the ocean. We started heading the CB line, and it was probably
blowing my man's spot up.
Just killing it.
Just killing it.
No, yeah, we started heading south, and it was probably, 15, 20 minutes into it, we saw the first little rat. And
man.
first fish was in the boat pretty
quick.
You
could see about 4 hours into it. It was so calm out there. It was so calm out there. You could see it for 150 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, it was...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, me too. Yeah. We were seeing rays for days. And then today ended up being a lot... It said all week that it was going to be cloudy today. Yeah. And I called you on the way down, and I was like, dude, is that stuff breaking up above you? Because that's coming here. Is that... If it's breaking up above you, then it's just going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And it turned out... I could see, I watched the, on Fish Weather, you can watch the satellite clouds. We talked about this, I think, did we?
We were on the beach.
We were on the beach, yeah.
What was going to happen.
So, for the big reds, trying to see what was going on with the clouds. Mm-hmm. So we learned real fast to watch that. I would zoom in on an area of clear sky. I mean, I would zoom out and then find an area of clear sky. Zoom in on around it and see exactly which way it was moving and try and map it over the bay. And when Brian was like, are you trying to go? I was like, dude, here's the deal. There's one giant, big, thick cloud, and it's either going to come right over the top or just miss us.
Yeah.
And it just missed us. Yeah. I mean, we were going to get just the edge of it, and it was going to be black, or it was going to be bright sunshine all day, and it was... It was that scenario. It was bright sunshine all day. It came across lower in the bay, and then by the time we were out in the middle of the bay, man, you could see it just pushing off and breaking down. Mm-hmm. It was the same cloud when we were at the marina when you guys were leaving. I was like, man, this motherfucker here is covering the whole bay. That thing broke down
nothing.
But that's the one I was watching all morning on. I watched that thing come from like the western part of the state across this thing, trying to wait to see if I was going fishing today.
Me and Chris talked about that too, and he was like, you know, I've been watching it come from West Virginia.
Yep.
But that was the reason we headed south, was because the cloud cover out over the bay at the time, and it was open to the south, you know, way clear skies. So
same thing yesterday, man.
Shoot down there, and it was a good call.
Yeah.
A bunch of the other fishermen out there were calling like, the hell, you know, you took a charter in the ocean this early? I'm like, man, you're crazy. And he said, nah, we're all over fish, you know. We're
a
couple in the box.
Yeah, I don't know where Austin fished today, if he did, but a lot of guys, I mean, obviously he was in the bay if he wasn't near you, but there was a lot of people up on the northern part of the bay where I was today, a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, Ben didn't go more than a half mile without turning and stopping.
Really?
Dude, it was... We literally drove around every single cobia in the bay today.
God.
We literally drove around every single one of them. It was like... It was so funny how many times we'd see people, like, almost full throttle, just pull back, stop, and then start climbing down out of the tower.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing they hooked one. I mean, they'd pull up to start climbing out of the tower.
Automatically. You're like, amazing, man. Let's just at least get one.
Come on, man. Oh, yeah. We didn't catch
We even missed so fresh. And I'm sure they turned on them.
Oh, and I know.
And spitting them and, you know.
Anybody that follows Ken on Facebook knows they're in the ocean already because he caught one on a black rappler this morning.
Yeah, exactly.
He caught a 50-pounder on a black rappler this morning.
Yeah, trolling.
Yeah.
Trolling, yeah. He was like trolling.
Yeah, he put
the metal bill.
Five to six knots. Yeah, six, seven knots. Yep.
It's
exactly. He moved fast, yep.
Yeah, it's a big, you know, 9-hook plug.
Yep.
Big giant, like the coho.
Yeah, that thing's way more badass than the coho.
Yeah,
yeah. Those Rapala plugs and shit, man. You catch tunas on those things.
Oh, yeah.
They're through wire.
The big metal bill.
They've got some nice ones that are plastic bill too, but they're still through wire. A fish can literally trash the plug into a million pieces, and it's a cable.
Yeah, it ain't coming apart.
Yeah. Never when wahoos go absolutely nuts.
I'm sure.
Or sharks.
They got an 80-pounder. Somewhere out of Virginia Beach, Wahoo.
Yeah?
80-pounder came out yesterday or today.
I saw somebody went out of Oregon Lula today and caught a 100 or 110-pound yellowfin.
No shit.
Yeah,
no.
Not a big eye, a yellowfin.
That's
the Virginia State record yellowfin.
That's
Hawaii. Virginia State record, I think, is over 200 pounds. But it's really rare.
Yeah. Or
it's
probably 1984.
It's really real rare, man. Then you catch a giant sicklefin in the Atlantic, and especially up here in the Atlantic. But yeah, a big sicklefin instead of, he was probably cruising with the big eyes, but.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yep, a big
sicklefin. That guy had a monster jack today.
Yeah?
40, 50 pounds.
Like, Crevel?
Yeah.
Yellow shit. They don't eat shit when you're throwing them.
Well, the thing was, we're driving, that thing's pushing weight. That's a tore up Kobe. And then we got beside him, dude!
Just by himself, one single.
I mean, he had to be 36, 40 inches. Big one.
Yeah, the Crevels, when they're up here,
we just laughed. We pretty much laughed at it. He tried to throw a bucktail. And he did. We had some small croakers, and afterwards, I was like, if we had a chance, it was with the croaker. You know what I mean?
Like, man, free swimming out there in the middle like that, though, man. Yeah, that thing was.
Yeah, he was by himself.
Dying.
No, it looked big and sick. It looked sick. Yeah. Someone right.
But I mean, I have caught some big, sick, hungry bluefish.
With a hole in his hand.
I literally caught them without guts.
That was horrible. That was a citation.
It was a citation size.
He threw it back.
Was that the first
one? No, it had a hole in his stomach.
He didn't want to fuck with it.
I literally was throwing it back like this to here.
What? Yeah. It's a slit. I don't even know if they had any guts inside of it, dude. I just like.
Billy took the picture of it. It's literally of him, man, taking the picture.
Yeah, it was sick, dude. I didn't want to touch it. I didn't care how big it was. I didn't know. I was like, man, this thing's sick.
He hooked into it. He was like, it's a big one. It's a big one. He pulls it in the bed. He's like, I was like, how big was that? It was a 35. It was a big one. It was one of the bigger ones that I've seen there. You know what I mean? It was a big one.
He jumped like seven times.
Yeah.
Small flailing its fucking flaps, or somebody gutted it already.
It's fucked up.
Somebody gutted this thing and it swam away. I don't know.
They thought it was dead and they cut its ass open, went to gut the thing, and then it hopped up and jumped off the fish table.
Just got bit by another
person. I think it got bit while he was trying to fight that fish up. Like,
I don't know, it wasn't bleeding.
No, it wasn't, though. It was so clean. No. It was clean. It was like...
That's an old injury.
Yeah, man. It was gross.
It wasn't healed, though. That's the thing. There was no healing. Yeah. It was fresh, but it wasn't bleeding.
Whatever, man. Fuck that thing, dude.
He literally... The face was priceless when he cut it.
Kevin's seen it because I do this. I don't even touch oyster toes.
Yeah.
No. I don't touch oyster toes.
A lot of fish he does that.
No, they're gross.
This shit on video on the first video, he has this fish going, he's like, disgusting.
disgusting.
This lets a 48 incher go, disgusting.
A striper.
The black drum are disgusting. I don't even want to land small ones a lot of times. I'm just like,
I don't want to. No.
We took some shots with the fish, and Cam was covered in cobia shit and slime, and she's like, what do I do? And she jumped right off the boat.
I just jumped off after a rod yesterday.
Don't tell me, I'm not going again.
It was fine though. It's fine. That's good. Well,
I'm gonna take it a dime.
She's had one fail twice, so
what a conflict.
No.
The life of the road freak.
No, I don't trust him worth a shit, man.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's fine.
It works. It looks like it's working. He's more worried about his reel than his.
It was in my pocket, and I didn't even realize it, dude. I just didn't even saw my shit going, and I went.
Was that the new setup, too?
Yeah.
You said you just bought it.
Yep. Brand new.
At least you say that he lost a brand new drum fish.
Today? Oh.
No, drum fish. Didn't even use it.
I broke a favorite rod.
I got flipped in the shoals and lost a brand new custom rod and a saltist.
Shit comes with the territory, man.
Yeah. Yep.
What are part of kayak fishing?
Any questions on there? Or just bullshit?
Best canoe for youngins. I don't know. From Jeff Gregory. We don't know anything about canoes.
Yeah.
I'm,
of course, I'm going to say next. The next.
Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to take...
I wish they would make the seat where it would get higher. They would make a two-position seat really cool. Yeah. I feel low in that boat.
I was looking at the way they've got there.
Also, it depends. I mean, what size is the youngin? And you know what I mean? Are you going with the youngin?
Probably just a small kayak. I mean, a small canoe.
Yeah.
And there's a fresh variety.
They make children? I don't even know if they make children.
Yeah, they make small canoes. Like singles and stuff. Yeah. Just like the new guy and stuff.
Yeah.
Small 10 footers and shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, you're not that good on canoe stuff.
Yeah.
Is that the demo, right?
Jeff Gregory?
Yeah, he paddled.
He paddled one or two of the
canoes with his little
old timer with Emma. Emma
in the front. She was so funny because she was like, she's a fan, right? So it was like, he was there, and I was like, hey, Helen. She, like, hit behind him. I was like, oh. So then it was, like, the whole day was, like, I was like, I'll say hey. And she kept hiding behind him.
That's awesome. Like, all right.
So I'm like, oh, yeah, I was going to say hi to her. Hi, Emma.
That's right.
Yeah, calling you out on her. She's running behind.
Running away from the TV.
That's awesome. She's famous now.
That's right. That was so much fun. That demo day was awesome.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
It's fun every year. I think it's, like, the fourth or fifth year I've been down there, and it's... Every year I enjoy it, man. Tall kayak fishing all day.
I don't even think I tried a boat out when I went down there.
Sucks. When you went upstairs, we didn't get a chance to do that, man.
No, the thing was is that I had intentions, and Monica went up there with Miles just to try out something for those two because he's a mama's boy and he's not going to ride with me. It doesn't matter. Maybe when he gets older, but right now, it's just not going to happen if she's there. So I got to get something for those two. And she was trying out kayaks, and I was like, you know, I should really do it, but I never...
It's Predator XL, son.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good one.
$2,400
I mean, I can probably get you a deal.
Yeah.
I might be able to get you one for $2,400. Yeah. But I think they're about $2,600 or $2,700.
I got you. So that's about what you're getting for. $2,400. Yeah. I know a couple of people at ARC.
Yeah. If you got cash, you might be able to walk out with one for $2,400 or something. Yeah. I don't know. It's gonna take like dollar bills though.
Any others on there?
Oh, guy going to the Eastern Shore, targeting Little Reds. I would not fish the ocean side. Ocean side or bay side. Yeah, the ocean side, you're gonna find nothing but mud and croakers, flounder.
Actually,
good flounder fish.
I saw a lot of people targeting flounder out.
Yeah,
in the sloughs out.
Yep.
Which was interesting. And
the deeper?
Out.
Yeah.
Out by the shoals.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like they would up in Watch Spring.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
The main channel coming in.
No shit.
Yeah. They kept doing the drift. I kept watching them. Because I'm sitting there on the fucking beach waiting for the wind to stop dying. You know, waiting wind to die. I'm sitting there watching them. They kept drifting.
Okay. Huh. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Figured it'd be up in the shallows.
Yeah. Well, it's just the mouth, you know, it's a good spot in the sand, and they can hide in that stuff really well.
Yeah.
That's true.
And, but I saw people drifting in the cut, and I didn't see anybody catch anything. But,
the cut's not been real great this year. Yeah. Well, I haven't caught anything in there.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's normally really good, too.
Usually.
People fish all the time. No, I mean, I've heard of stories of people just messing around and catching 20...
Mike caught a 23-incher one day on the way in from the shoals.
I would target ships right now for a flounder.
And
this
gray trout.
Good over there right now.
Really?
Grays.
What?
Grays keep coming back to be awesome.
Yeah. They're little ones in there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
16?
16, yeah.
16 the other day.
Yeah. Every year they get a little bigger. I remember when we caught 8-inch grays and we're blown away by it. Yeah. So it's...
Right before that, we were catching 24s.
Yeah. Was it Rob got that? Was it 30 something last year? That surprise big gray while he was blue fishing.
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah, it's like a.
I was quite surprised.
28 inches.
Yeah. It was up there.
Big. 30 is a citation.
I can't. Or
is it 34?
It's big.
Dude, it should be one.
It's big.
Like, it should be like a white marlin right now.
Yeah,
if you release one, you should get a.
That's a dandy. You
get a leader type. Yeah.
It's almost like a striper.
Yeah.
Same things.
I hate them.
Yeah.
He caught a big one.
Yeah. Damn right.
On the coho.
On the coho. Coming tight.
He missed one on the coho, too. That was like 15... No, it was 10 minutes into... 10 minutes.
5 paddle strokes into starting.
Yeah.
Oh, I got one.
Giant explosion. It comes off 9 hooks.
Nine of the sharpest Sabil hooks that I've ever wrap my hands around.
Because if that thing swings around in the air one time, it ain't going to miss you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I pulled the center hook out of there. I said, eh, it's a little too sketchy. Kayak. I pulled one troll out of there because it's just...
Pull the front one off, man. I don't like fish with it. Yeah.
Okay. Too much
too. You just like to handle the pick up the fish.
Yep.
You're probably put just single J's on there. Like
mess up the if you change
your thing.
Yeah,
you
can mess up.
If anything, what I do if I the hard baits that I use, I don't use, I flipped one of the hooks off.
That I don't use.
Okay. So it makes them double.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I have a bunch of hard baits. Haven't thrown them away.
Don't use them.
I gave all my stretches away.
Yeah, I'm not pulling that.
Go ahead. That's a good workout.
Oh my god,
a lot of work in a kayak.
We treadmilled for 3.5 hours one day off Cape Henry.
Mojos aren't so bad because they're down low and it kind of it's a dredge. You know, you're just pulling the weight, but it's heavy. But it stretches
really,
its resistance.
Yeah,
it's vibrating.
Feel that.
You literally paddle still.
Yeah,
bait waiting for fish to come and find it.
So you guys do what Elon? They would put out a stretch 18 in the current and just let it sit.
Yeah,
and guys on the tube would do it when they were tog fishing too, for those stripers that were coming in the springtime.
Yeah,
I've heard guys.
And I'm sure they pick them up like that too. Shit, I mean,
in the current, just
a dumb fish.
Yeah,
fish are so stupid.
They're not a
Reds ain't. Damn.
Everyone I ran across today was smarter than me. We saw a couple real nice ones too, man.
Yeah.
A couple 40 pounders or so, yeah. We ran one over that was 50.
Damn.
We just ran it over full throttle, like going back to make another.
You're gonna start double telling stories in the same fucking podcast.
Nah.
It's hard to do multiple, you know, but
you gotta show one. This is why I talked about all this when they're upstairs bullshit not coming down. I'm sitting here waiting for you to come down.
This shit happened.
I told you to come say hi, and like, you text me from upstairs.
It's like a race.
You text me from upstairs.
I said, I'm up here.
I was
watching you, actually.
Oh, you creepy motherfucker. And then he went to the bathroom.
Yeah. Exactly. That happened before. No.
So weird. Was that everybody
at the same damn time?
Yeah.
Everybody takes a leak, and he's like, so, should we go down there? Oh, we should probably just leave. I don't know, come on. And I was like, okay, what? And then we hear you yelling, like, hey!
Yeah, you're like,
we didn't hear you up there anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I went up there to get you because you got quiet. And I'm like, where are you going?
We were going back to the beach, actually.
The beach.
Staying here nights again?
No, we're going.
Seth's going to
try.
Seth
doesn't
really drink.
No. That's why I love it. Permanent DD most of the time.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's nice.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It works out.
If I went out with these idiots, I'd be that.
Yeah, Maggie likes to have. Maggie likes to have a beer sometimes, but
a beer.
Dude, two will give her a headache the next day. She just doesn't drink at all, so she doesn't mind it. Well, when she doesn't drive us home from the pier or whatever, she's been recently. Running up to the pier.
No, I saw that on Facebook.
We'll be on Thursday nights for dollar draft night. We'll drive a vehicle up to the pier, be hanging out. When she gets done, so she gets done the nanny job at 8:45. She comes home, changes, and runs to the pier, and then hangs out with us for a few minutes and drives us home.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's cool. She has a good time.
It's
3.5 miles.
Yeah, it's a good little stretch. Yeah. Good for her. I couldn't do it. Shit.
We did 4.5 miles before work on Monday morning.
They had me running on my vacation down at Riceville.
We took him down to Riceville, and we ran like 2.6, and we did some intermediate workouts where we did like some burpees, push-ups, and V-ups and stuff like
this
that.
This is my damn vacation.
And he was like, what the fuck are y'all doing to me? It was 2 days in a row we ran this circle, which is, it's 2.6 miles. One day we did 30 push-ups, 20 sit-ups, and 10 burpees or something like that. And we did it in the middle of the workout, and then at the end of the workout. And then the next day we did mostly abs. It was V-ups. It was V-ups, sit-ups, planks, and something. And we ended up holding the last plank as long as we could. And it wasn't long. We did air squats. So just random shit. But by the time you're done with it, we're like, holy shit.
Yeah,
so it's like, it's my vacation. We only did it 2 days out of the 10 days we were gone.
That's not bad.
No, it wasn't bad at all.
I just like to complain a lot.
Seriously. I said, I don't run. I haven't run since I got out of the Marine Corps. Well, I got a Marine Corps. I said, fuck running forever.
I don't mind. I got injured for a while,
and then I gained a shit ton of weight after I stopped running. I gained a ton of weight back. Like, I dropped 35 pounds when I was running, and then I probably gained 45 real quick after I stopped running. Then I started doing this CrossFit stuff, and I've probably dropped 20 now. I'm not near what I, you know, I haven't dropped all the way back down to where I was, but the CrossFit's definitely helping. I mean, I mix in a little bit of cardio, but I really don't, the running, I can't do it anymore. My knees more than anything, just the shock on my knees is not, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure you have that issue too.
When I got in the Marine Corps, I was like, swore off running, and then I hurt my ankle. I was like, good, I ain't running anymore. Yeah.
Did you start skateboarding after you got in the Marine Corps?
No, I had quit skateboarding before I went to the Marine Corps because I was getting too beat up for that. Right. I snowboarded from that.
Snowboarding.
That's shit out of me. Okay. I got more injuries from that than anything else.
Yeah,
I've snowboarded through my.
Yeah, I like that.
Shout out to Matt Burr too, and H2O Outdoors.
That's
he also gave me some cool technical shirts and some T-shirts from his company H2O Outdoors.
Hell yeah!
They've got some really logos, man. Mm-hmm. And the paddle logo you're wearing today? Yeah.
No way.
With the tuna on the front of it? Yeah. And one with the marlin on the front of it? Yes. Yeah. Big logos on the front of the technical shirts, which I like, because when you're taking pictures of a fish, holding a fish,
covers the logo.
And it covers, sometimes. You have a 2-inch logo, it really gets covered easily.
Yeah.
So, this big tuna or marlin, because today we didn't take any pictures, the marlin I was wearing yesterday, you can see that if the shirt is folded or if something's in front of it, you know what I mean? You can see the, and the logo is printed like giant around it.
Not even a selfie today?
Dude.
my wife was like, why don't I have the selfie stick right now? I'm like, are you kidding me? I bought it for her birthday.
You were so into that selfie stick.
It was pretty.
I've got the blackmail photo.
What's the selfie stick? Is it?
It's a long.
It's a remote. Yeah. It's got a Bluetooth.
It has a button on it.
Yeah, okay. It's got a button on it.
To me, you can definitely.
I know if you had to do a self timer in this ticket.
No. You could take like with some fish. You could definitely take some pictures.
Snap it like that.
Yeah, good pictures with fish. Bring them around. You know, it would actually work for. If you had a good
Luther.com/yakattack. Hashtag selfie stick.
Get on it, Luther.
Coming. Luther's coming for you.
It's coming.
The selfie stick ultimate.
Yeah.
Jackson Kayak Edition.
It's coming out right now. It's actually being on the
Junks and Kayak Edition. Yeah, it's a shame we didn't get a chance to paddle that stuff around.
I know. I wanted the paddle to come over.
Yeah, there was a lot of boats there that I wanted to paddle.
You need to paddle a lot of them.
Yeah.
Because
the only boats I've really paddled around is the wilderness boats. And I've paddled all of them because Jay has all of them. Yeah. Or has at one point had all of them.
Yeah. I wanted to paddle the Thresher and I wanted to paddle the Attack.
We got a Thresher to paddle.
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah. But I wanted to paddle those two and then I wanted to go to the Jacksons again.
That's a really cool looking kayak.
Yeah.
There's a lot of new stuff on the market. That's the cool thing about the demo day. You get a chance to see all the changes in the...
And ride them on the water, man.
That's not very much plastic for $1,800, though, man.
Yeah.
What's that?
The Attack is $1,800, man. That's an expensive kayak. Yeah. It's not that much plastic for $1,800.
In general, they're getting a little more expensive.
Oh, yeah. It's gone up some.
Those seats on are
expensive,
though. Yeah.
And that's what's pushing the prices up, is as companies start to put these better seats on there, it's,
It jumps to $300.
It's easy.
I need one of those on my truck.
Yeah.
The stickers.
That's awesome. That is.
Yeah. Matt's got these, the fish whistle stickers. Matt has those. That's, like I said, it's H2O Outdoors. Mm-hmm. He gave me a couple of really cool hats. One of them I fished in yesterday, and it was really good luck when I retained it and the rod and my glasses all at the same time. And today I can't find it anywhere.
Oh, you're weird today.
I have no idea where it is. It's got to be like I accidentally had to throw it in with wet laundry or something like that. It was pretty wet.
Pretty wet.
Yeah, I just took nothing off, man.
Yeah.
heat of the moment.
Reaction.
It was going to go for it,
was
right?
Fast. Yeah. So real splashed it and didn't have time to settle before I was in the water.
Luckily, you have a life-proof case on your phone, you know what I mean? So you had a standing chance. Otherwise, that would really suck if you know you didn't have a case.
Right, it would have sucked if I got the $250 rod and reel back and then had a
$600.
Why would I want to jump in for that?
Priorities.
Totally worth
fish life.
That was our first world problem.
Dude, even going into the water, I didn't think I stood a fucking chance.
You're so salt life.
I didn't.
You're so salt life, man.
I didn't think I stood a chance.
Oh,